2 Samuel 24. Again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he incited David against them, saying,
Go, count the people of Israel and Judah.
So the king said to Joab and the commanders of the army who were with him,
Go through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, and take a census of the people, so that I may know how many there are.
But Joab said to the king,
May the Lord your God increase the number of the people 100-fold, while the eyes of my lord the king can still see it. But why does my lord the king want to do this?
But the king's word prevailed against Joab and the commanders of the army. So Joab and the commanders of the army went out from the presence of the king to take a census of the people of Israel. They crossed the Jordan and began from Aroer and from the city that is in the middle of the valley toward Gad and on to Jazer. Then they came to Gilead and to Kadesh in the land of the Hittites. And they came to Dan, and from Dan they went around to Sidon and came to the fortress of Tyre and to all the cities of the Hivites and Canaanites. And they went out to the Negeb of Judah at Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came back to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. Joab reported to the king the number of those who had been recorded. In Israel, there were 800,000 soldiers able to draw the sword, and those of Judah were 500,000. But afterward, David was stricken to the heart because he had numbered the people. David said to the Lord,
I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, O Lord, I pray you, take away the guilt of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
When David rose in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying,
Go and say to David, Thus says the Lord, Three things I offer you. Choose one of them, and I will do it to you.
So Gad came to David and told him. He asked him,
Shall 3 years of famine come to you on your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your foes while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days pestilence in your land? Now consider and decide what answer I shall return to the one who sent me.
Then David said to Gad,
I am in great distress. Let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is great. But let me not fall into human hands.
So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel from that morning until the appointed time, and 70,000 of the people died from Dan to Beersheba. But when the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented concerning the evil and said to the angel who was bringing destruction among the people,
It is enough. Now stay your hand.
The angel of the Lord was then by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. When David saw the angel who was destroying the people, he said to the Lord,
I alone have sinned, and I alone have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, be against me and against my father's house.
That day Gad came to David and said to him,
Go up and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite.
Following Gad's instructions, David went up as the Lord had commanded. When Araunah looked down, he saw the king and his servants coming toward him, and Araunah went out and prostrated himself before the king with his face to the ground. Araunah said,
Why has my lord the king come to his servant?
David said,
To buy the threshing floor from you in order to build an altar to the Lord, so that the plague may be averted from the people.
Then Araunah said to David,
Let my lord the king take and offer up what seems good to him. Here are the oxen for the burnt offering, and the threshing sledges and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. All this, O king, Araunah gives to the king.
And Araunah said to the king,
May the Lord your God respond favorably to you.
But the king said to Araunah,
No, but I will buy them from you for a price. I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing.
So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being. So the Lord answered his supplication for the land, and the plague was averted from Israel.